Hello, everyone. I hope everyone's comfortable. So I definitely struggled with trying to choose what was on my heart, because I think part of the problem is that I feel like there's quite a lot on my heart, as I'm sure is the case with all of us. So choosing kind of what I wanted to share took a while, and what I felt like I should be sharing on, I offered to you in humility, because I actually think in some ways I don't have a huge amount of wisdom or maybe experience on this, but I basically want to talk about how God loves to speak into our lives, and about hearing his voice in our lives. Because, and the reason I think I feel quite passionate about this topic is because I used to really, really struggle feeling like I could hear from God for me personally. And so, and it's something that I have overcome and gained confidence in. And so I just want to share with you really some of my thoughts and a bit of my journey almost in this whole idea of hearing God's voice and what that looks like and how we hear God's voice in our lives. I think, I was thinking about it, and I think there are a lot of quite big reasons why I think all of us here, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I think we all can struggle with hearing, feeling like we can hear God, and maybe that's for a number of different reasons. And you might be, we might be in quite a lot of different places in terms of how you feel on the spectrum of how do you feel when it comes to hearing God's voice for yourself personally. Do you feel like that's an easy thing, or is that a challenging thing to you? I don't know. But I think, firstly, a huge reason why a lot of us might struggle feeling like we can hear God's voice in our lives is a question of confidence. And I think a lot of us feel perhaps inadequate. Perhaps we don't feel adequate enough, or perhaps it's we don't feel spiritual enough or Christian enough in some way to be able to really hear God's voice speaking into our lives. And secondly, I wonder as well if it's a bit of actually what kind of relationship do we want with God? Do we want a relationship with God where he is speaking in our lives and where we are hearing from him and he is interacting with us? And I think that's kind of a question as well, as, you know, how superficial almost, or how deep, you know, do we see our relationship with God being? Because I think that, you know, because of what Jesus has done, we have total freedom to have depth and intimacy with God. And that's available to us. That kind of a relationship has been made available to us because of the cross. And because of what Jesus has done, that intimacy, that intimate kind of relationship is made available to us. And a depth of friendship, like a best friend, who, of course, if you have a best friend, you're going to be speaking and hearing from them. But I think that's affected the kind of relationship maybe we might expect from God can be quite affected by how we see God and what we think of who he is. And I think that a big thing, and that's something maybe I'm going to focus a bit more on just talking about, is that feeling like maybe God has let us down in certain areas and actually we can't trust him. And I think that might be because of maybe circumstances in our life where we've actually thought, God, what are you doing here? And who are you? Like, this is questioning who I thought you were. I thought you were good. I thought, you know, I could trust you. And circumstances in our lives that make us question who God is, and feeling like maybe he wasn't quite there for us. And I think also maybe we can feel like down by God in the sense of like we've come to God and really like, God, I need to hear you on this. You know, if you've got a big question or you've got something that you're really asking God about, and actually you haven't heard from him, and that's been quite hard, and you felt like, God, you know, why didn't you give me an answer in that? And I think that can lead us to feeling like let down by God, and maybe and angry as well. The other thing I think it can be a bit weird maybe too. I mean, I know that I think the whole idea of hearing from someone who can't really see, or, you know, interacting with someone who isn't physically here, can be a bit odd. And I think that it's like your brain is, the logic kind of takes over and I think it's something I definitely struggled with, which I'll share a bit more about. But I think I think this is just psychological or whatever. It's you explain it away, you explain God away almost because it's not there right in front of you. Well, often it's not. So before I continue, I just want to read a few verses from John. And I think it's quite relevant just to thinking about hearing God's voice in our lives and having him speak to us. And it's just where Jesus is speaking to us on the topic of the Holy Spirit. He's speaking to his disciples and on the topic of the Holy Spirit. And he says, it's recorded that he says in John, it's John 14, chapter 14, verses 15 to 17, if anyone wants to go to it. And it says, well, Jesus says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." And I love that. And I love that verse. I'm going to read it again. So let's sink in a bit more. So Jesus is saying, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. He dwells with you and will be in you. And I think this is, you know, such an important thing for especially for the disciples to hear at that time, because, you know, Jesus is saying, I'm going to be leaving you and I'm not going to be physically standing here with you necessarily. So I need to show you that I am sending you this comforter, this helper, this friend who is with you. And that actually that is a sign that I'm dwelling in you, that my presence is dwelling in you. And I think that that's so important as we think about God, that God is in us and he loves us and we have the presence of the Father and of Jesus in us, which is awesome. So I used to really struggle. As I said before, I used to really struggle with hearing God's voice. And I kind of grew up in a environment that was Christian, but maybe not really, didn't really use terminology such as like hearing God's voice. That wasn't really something that I was used to. But as I kind of got more exposed to maybe like getting words for other people, coming up and getting pictures or whatever it was, and I'd been kind of places where we'd be encouraged to maybe hear for someone else, and I'm sure we've all been there. But I used to find that really difficult and really stressful to maybe have to, you know, be invited to share something that you felt like God was saying to you. And I think it was quite a long struggle, I would say, for me, because I think I'm very much a questioner and analyzer, and I also didn't really have any confidence in myself that I felt like I was almost worthy of God speaking to me. And so when I was trying to hear from God, sitting there trying to hear from God, I would often feel like I got something, and then I'd be like, no, that's just me. And I'm sure we've all been there, but thinking that maybe you've experienced similar, where you think, oh no, that's not me. And I think I would also try and I would also I would reason away what I felt like God was saying to me. So that, I think, just continued for quite a few years, where I found those kind of situations really stressful, where I felt like a pressure to hear something amazing from God and to share. And there were just a few things for me that changed, that totally changed that around. So that whole idea of hearing from God and God speaking to me became so much, grew so much in freedom in it. And I don't know what it was. It was almost like just a switch in my mindset, maybe. But suddenly, rather than questioning what I felt like I was saying, I would just go with it. And I heard a talk about from a lady, actually, she was doing this whole thing talking about doubt. And she said she had this picture of, she said she was just filled with doubt over who God was. And she said she had a picture of like a snake around her brain, and she felt like she got prayer, and she just felt like this, that pressure, that doubt was lifted. That's quite a dramatic picture, I know, but for me, it just made me realize how much I lived in this place of doubt and questioning when it came to almost trying to hear God's voice in my life. And then from then on, I began to stop questioning and to just go with things. And I started to see actually that God was speaking to me. Just a silly example, that helped for me, just to confirm for me that I can hear from God, just gaining confidence. I think this girl was raising, like, I can't remember how much, it was like $2,750. This is when I was working in with YRM at a mission organization. And she went up and was sharing how she was trying to raise this money, and we actually were taking up an offering for her. I think she was going on a missions trip. And I felt God say to me, $20, give her $20. And I was like, this is in New Zealand, so it's New Zealand dollars. And I was like, oh no. I was like, that's just a number that's coming to my mind, because it's quite a normal number, isn't it? 20. I don't know why I thought that was quite a normal number to come to mind. So that's probably not God. And I questioned it. And what was absolutely hilarious was that I didn't give any money. But what was absolutely hilarious was that the amount of money that was raised, say it was like $2,750, I don't know, whatever it was $20 under. So it was $2,730. And I was literally like, I thought, I felt like it was almost like God just gently, like laughing at me, saying, Claire, you can hear my voice. Like you can. And it was, and that just little things like that, little moments of confirmation, helped, and just me just going for it and not questioning, because I think it's so easy just to question rather than to go for it, helped me hugely. And even though I think, you know, we might feel like we're hearing something from God, and then it's actually totally wrong. Maybe you feel like you've got a picture from God for someone, and actually it doesn't make any sense to them. But that's okay, you know. And I think actually, as long as it's, you know, they always say, as long as you're sharing something with someone that you feel like God has said, and it's loving and positive and those kind of things, you know, you might as well go for it in some ways. And I think one of the things that I felt quite, I was praying about what to share on, was this sense of having like this intimacy with God. And I think we've been talking a lot about intimacy, and in terms of John's been talking about how the table is a place where we can come together and have community together, and actually that creates a place for being able to create relationships that have a sense of intimacy and depth to them. I just want to quickly read a quote from a guy called Richard Foster, which I think kind of ties in. And it says, superficiality is the curse of our age. Superficiality is the curse of our age. The doctrine of instant satisfaction is a primary spiritual problem. The desperate need today is not for a great number of intelligent people or gifted people, but for deep people. So I really, really like that. The desperate need today is not for a great number of intelligent people or gifted people, which I think is often what we kind of strive to be, isn't it? To be intelligent or gifted, but for deep people. I'm not sure that entirely fits into what I'm saying, but it's a great quote, so I thought I'd share it. No, I think what I felt like the importance of this whole idea of God speaking to us and God and hearing from Him is the sense of intimacy and friendship with Him, which I just love, that God is a God who loves that. He loves that sense of that we can have depth in our relationships, not just with Him, but with each other. And that He wants to come into the deep places of our heart, those deep places of our heart, and that He wants to speak into those places in our lives where we need to hear His voice, we need to hear His wisdom. And I think as I felt more freedom and confidence in myself and in hearing God's voice and secure in my identity and who I was in God as well, I felt like actually my idea of what hearing God's voice was all about changed as well. So rather than it being like, you know, super cool to get a picture from someone that maybe helped give them clarity on something in their life, I think actually hearing from God's voice, it became a sense of just enjoying and just enjoying like a relationship and friendship with God and Him showing me things. And I think the expression hearing God's voice is sometimes maybe a bit like off-putting, in the sense that I think God speaks in by not just audibly, but in, you know, visually and in all the different kind of senses. You know, we can feel God, and he can show us things in so many different ways, show us and speak to us and to where we need to hear Him in so many different ways. And I just love that we can have this relationship with God where actually just little things he might be wanting to prompt us in or speak to us in, and in those little moments in the day that we can have with Him and where He might want to speak to us and prompt us. And one little example that I love is, kind of an example, but a girl that I was mentoring once, she was realizing that the Holy Spirit actually was like, yes, He guided her in big decisions of her life, but also in like the little things. So like giving someone a hug, she felt like actually she was realized that all those times that she'd felt prompted to go and over and hug that person, that was the Holy Spirit speaking to her. And yes, it might be something that's common sense, but I think it's almost like that common sense is that's given to us by the Holy Spirit, and that prompting of those little moments of you know, go and give that hug to that person can be so powerful, and God speaking to us powerfully, but doesn't feel like it. It might not feel like this huge moment, but actually sometimes those little things can be so powerful. And I think, you know, it talks about how in the Bible, how the Holy Spirit is gentle and speaks to us often gently in that still quiet voice. And I love that. And I love that we can have that depth of friendship and relationship with God as we live our lives. So I don't have a huge rest to share, but I wanted to just particularly end on talking about how we can we can feel like God has let us down. And I think it so changes, obviously, it so changes your relationship with someone depending on who you think they are. So if you feel like they are someone who are not trustworthy, you're not going to share with them the secret, the deep things of your heart. And if you, you know, if you feel like someone has let you down, you're not going to trust them in that same way. And I think, you know, we all probably perhaps hold things in our hearts that we're kind of angry at God about. And, you know, I thought I'd give just an example. Like, I often get angry at God in my life. And I'm like, God, what are you doing? And one small example is when I was here actually working as a kind of gap year student at St. Matt's, I found out quite shortly before the summer that the place that I wanted to go to university in America and was totally set on and was super excited about and felt like that was where, you know, I had my life kind of sorted. I was going to university in America, and my dad phoned me and he said basically that we thought they were going to give us, because, you know, over there it's absolutely ridiculously expensive, and we thought they were going to give us quite a chunk of financial aid of help, but it turned out that we didn't actually qualify for it. And so suddenly my dad said on the phone that I couldn't go and that I wasn't going to be able to go to uni there. And I remember feeling angry at God, like, that whole summer. I felt just confused about my future, my whole future. I felt like my whole life was up in the air. I'm sure we've all gone through a similar thing. And I think, you know, there are bigger things that probably affect and have affected our view of who God is, and maybe quite made us question quite heavily the goodness of God and his faithfulness in our lives. This lady I listened to once, I wrote down what she said, and she was giving a talk. She said, past experiences can really diminish our faith in who we believe God to be. And it is easy to hold on to past offenses we are carrying against God. And we must learn to bring these things to him. I think that can be quite a difficult thing to bring stuff in our lives that actually has really, that we might be really holding on to, and stuff that has happened in the past where we felt like we've really been hurt and been not sure what God has been doing. And I think, I kind of felt like I wanted to address that this evening and give quite a bit of time for some just prayer and response time. And I just think it's so powerful when we're able to let go of those things and know who God is, despite what we feel like maybe. I know last time I spoke, I think I talked about this, about that God is above our circumstances, and that actually sometimes things that have happened to us might feel like it makes us think that God is this certain person, but actually sometimes we need to give those things over to God and remember who he is, so that God is above our experiences and our circumstances. I think what I'd love to do is to just have a time where we do a few things. And I think when there is stuff, and it might be little, it might be big, that actually we are holding against God, maybe things in our heart that we're holding against him and that we feel angry about, whether it's little or big, I think that's the sort of thing that we need to bring to Jesus and to the cross. And so that's why I've got the cross out. So what I'm thinking is, if there is stuff that you feel like you want to deal with God now, then I want to give an opportunity for that. So there is paper there. If you feel like you want to come up and maybe write down to God how you feel and give it to him in whatever way you feel like you want to, and just put that in the basket and get rid of, just lay it at the foot of the cross and lay it before God. And if you just want to come maybe before the cross and just either sit before it or kneel before it or whatever, then that's totally cool as well. You don't necessarily have to write something down. So either come and write it down or just come and sit, or maybe you just want to give it to God where you're at and where you're sitting. I also feel like maybe while we just maybe have some worship and give God a bit of time, I think just to give the opportunity as well for us to sit before God and allow him to speak into those situations in our life where we need to hear his voice and where we feel like we want to hear him and know who he is. So want to give opportunity for that. And the third thing is maybe if there is a sense of actually there's a, I think that you feel, maybe we feel inadequate or feel like somehow unspiritual to, you know, not kind of in a right place with God to be able to hear his voice, then to bring that before God and maybe to ask someone nearby you to just pray for you. Then to just give up, wanted to give opportunity for that as well. So that's three things. So in a second, I was going to ask Ali and Maria to play and just to give time. And if you want to come up and put down anything that you feel like you need to let go of, and maybe even ask forgiveness for feeling that anger towards God in your heart, then feel free to come and write that down or just deal with it where you are. And if you just want to sit and just give God an opportunity to speak into your heart, maybe speak into situations in your life, then go for that. Or if you want prayer for maybe feeling like you can't hear from God. And sometimes I think it's just a mind switch of actually starting to say to yourself that I can hear from God rather than speaking that negativity over yourself. But if you do want prayer for that, then, or prayer for anything else, then maybe either turn to someone next to you, or if you want to come up and grab me or John, then feel free to do that. Does that make sense? Be good. Cool. John, is there anything else that you feel like perhaps we could pray over at the moment, or is that good? Okay. I'll just pray, and then let's just give, you know, a good amount of time to God. So Father, Holy Spirit, Jesus, we thank you that you are here, and Lord, thank you that you love to speak to your children. Father, thank you that we can have that deep friendship with you, where actually we know you in those deep places of our heart. God, thank you that you came and made the way so that we might have that intimate relationship with you. And Jesus, I thank you that each person here, Lord, you love to speak into their lives. You love to just chat and be with them and just enjoy them. Lord, I pray that any pressure to hear anything or to specific or to do anything, Lord, would just go, and that actually we could just enjoy you right now. Father, I thank you for your love for us. Holy Spirit, we just invite you to move amongst us now. Thank you, God.